Joining us this afternoon is the inimitable Basil Apollos. You cannot be a theatre goer anywhere in the world and not know his name. And he is bringing two fabulous productions to the Women's 20, the 20th Women's Humanity Festival. One is the Ab Fab Drag, of which I'm a great fan, and Bottleneck Breekbek, which I'm very interested to hear about. Basil, what an absolute pleasure to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet under the spotlight in the theatre.
Thank you, Janet, and wonderful being with you this afternoon. And thanks for that introduction. It sounds wonderful hearing it from someone.
Now, Basil, you're a multi-award-winning South African actor, director, producer, writer. You're prolific. You know, you are what us women call a Renaissance man, able to extrapolate things in so many different forms of the arts.
Thank you.
And you've been involved in more than 200 productions. You've been, I mean, I remember Krakatoa, so powerful, small intimate theater. It was so moving. And there is Basil Apollos doing Ab Fab Drag and Bottleneck Breekbek. So what I'm getting at is the large scope of your interest in the arts. You are definitely not typecast or hinged into any one particular type of production. So we'll start by chatting about Ab Fab Drag. There are incredible performers. I mean, the energy in this production is just phenomenal. And this year, especially, there's a little bit of pain associated with the production because we said goodbye to F Solly Philander and
That's
Alfred
right.
Richman. And those are
Yes.
two icons of this production. I'm sure you're going to be dedicating this production to them. Please tell us what it
Absolutely.
has been like for you. Doing this production with two absent icons.
Losing both of them is very sad because I had a particular journey with both Alfred. First of all, as a student, a drama student at UCT, and then, of course, a later professional relationship with him being at Artscape. He designed the first set of Ab Fab Drag, and Solly Philander, we met each other way back in District 6, the musical, but also did tons of productions together. And
Of
then
course.
the link to Ab Fab is that he was the anchor,
Yes.
for the past 8 years, ever
Yes,
since we started with Ab
navigated
Fab.
us through every single scene change and costume
Ab
change and
absolutely.
vibe shift, you know, he just took us through it.
Absolutely. And we, as I say, we did so many productions together. We traveled the world. I remember just after democracy, advent of democracy, we were in Amsterdam together with the production. We traveled the whole of the Netherlands for a month. And we did so many other productions together, whether it was myself, as Solly was always writing, I was directing, and so he was, my friend. And
Of
when
course.
this opportunity came along about 8 years ago, I think it was 2018, he was just the perfect person to call up and say, "Solly, we're doing this, and yes, he was there. And of course, we have to dedicate this show to him and Alfred.
100%. How special to have walked this journey with both of them, Basil.
Yes, no, it was very special.
Now, we have some incredible performers taking to the stage this year. Can you please give us some highlights?
Oh, they really the creme de la creme of Cape Town drag artists. Vida van Tabbisscher, she's sort of the very theatrical one. Jada Kay, Manila Von Teese, and Kat Gilardi they were both recently seen in the Showmax series.
That was quite amazing, that production.
Exactly. And then we have Angel Lallemore. And the whole production this year is being emceed by Terence Bridgett, who needs no introduction. He's
Of
joining us
course.
from Johannesburg. So it's all very exciting, and as I say, we started in 2018. We had a break during COVID, and last year the theatre was refurbished, so we couldn't have AFAB. But it's become something of an institution at Artscape to have AFAB, and people are very excited about coming to the production. So yes, so this year we are going to be, full of surprises. Some surprises I can't talk about because then it won't be a surprise anymore.
Absolutely. It's
But
honestly like dressing up to go to a fabulous party coming to AFAB.
yes, no, absolutely. That party will still be there. There are gifts galore that audiences can also expect. And yes, we paid tribute. We dedicated to Sally Philander and Alfred Rietman. However, we pay tribute to a tradition of Cape Town, really, in the show. For those who have gone before, whether it is QP, Piper Laurie, and the production actually started because of that other diva who dared to step not only step out of his house in a dress, but also go to work in a dress, and that is Terry Fortune. And
Amazing.
so we are having a tribute to all of the men in drag who have gone before.
Well, what a love letter to the community this is. Now, Basil, we're talking about two shows. So I want to know, what are the dates for AbFab? How many productions? I always feel like, oh, we need another one. How many performances?
We have two performances. It's the
Thank
seventh.
goodness.
Yes, the seventh and the eighth, at 2000 hours, 8 o'clock, and you can get your tickets at Web Tickets.
Amazing.
Yes, and
So now
we
to
hope to
change
see.
tempo a little bit, we're going from AbFab Drag to Bottleneck Breekbeek. Please do tell. I am so curious.
Bottleneck Breekbeek is a novel. It's an adaptation for the stage from a novel by Diane de Toit Albertsen. She's an award-winning a novelist, and this year we are doing extracts from her book called Bottleneck Breekbeek. It is described as the first kind of trance novel, and it's about a young boy looking for his identity as a trans person by coming to from the Northern Cape to Cape Town. And it's all the other girls really who sort of take him under their wing and showing him the ropes in Cape Town. But he is met with a lot of violence still and prejudices in Cape Town. And he uses the bottle as an escape. And But he's taken on the journey to find his identity. And in the novel, he goes back to the Northern Cape, and all the skeletons comes out of the closet with his parents, and finds a sense of belonging there with his people, his ancestry. And it's certainly a very it's a profound novel. I would describe it as a profound novel of a journey and finding identity within a trans community.
It sounds like quite a poignant conversation and an important
Absolutely.
one, cathartic in many ways, because it took something traumatic to happen, to go back home and get the comfort that you need, be comfortable in your own skin. And a traumatic
Absolutely.
one at that, too.
Absolutely. And I think the focus of commissioning this particular novel is also to highlight all the problems and the challenges there are in our community with trans people and finding and how difficult it is to find that and live with that identity within yourself, but also when it comes to the rest of the community. And the extracts, as I say, it's extracts for now, is about a half an hour, followed by a discussion every night in the theater, around
Yes.
the subject of being trans and finding identity.
That's very powerful because from that will come other stories. You're
Absolutely.
actually creating agency for others through this process, and that's pretty powerful, Basil.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, there's been strong collaboration between writers, the actors, director, and producer. It's been quite special to bring the story together. How has that impacted the quality of what you're putting out on every single night
Oh, we've
of
we've had
production?
we've had such a journey so far, and I sometimes wonder how I ended up in this space, but because when I first encountered my first meeting with the writer was I was only going to be a consultant, to talk about taking going from the page to the stage. And after I wrote my first set of notes on a first draft, Diane just felt that I understood the story better than anyone else. And will I please step in as the director of the story? So it's been an amazing journey with Diane, who is also performing, and she's the author. And that is quite a journey because you are working with the author right there, but she has been so open and accepting to any kind of ideas that I might have, even on the writing. And then we have Rian Fisman, who is an experienced actor as well, taking part. And it's been an amazing process. As I say, we are doing extracts from the full-length play, which will probably be about 60, 70 minutes eventually. However, the extracts tells enough of the story to evoke the discussion afterwards every night.
Wow, It's going to be pretty powerful, Basil. How fabulous that you were able to navigate through the production and be involved so integrally and to bring this value to the performers and the writer, etc. Now, when is the production launching and how many are there? We know we can book through web tickets, but how many of these? It's almost like a performance workshop that's happening. Because there's content that's going to come out of it. How many are we scheduling of these?
Okay, now you have to listen very carefully. There will be an official book launch where you can hear extracts and readings from the author, as well as an interview and a Q&A session. And that happens at 5 o'clock on the 6th of August. And then followed by the performance of the extracts at 1900 hours. So it's on the 6th of August. You will see it at 7 o'clock the evening. That is the extracts and discussion. But before that is the book launch, where the author will be present, and you can do all those nice things like purchase a book and have it signed by
How
the author,
fabulous. Yeah.
Diane, and there will be discussion there, but followed by the extracts. Then on the 7th, 8th, the performance is at 18:30, the 7th and the 8th of August. It's at 6:30, in other words. And then on the 9th, there is another performance at 1500 hours. Because this is a festival, it has different times. So please make a note
Wonderful. So
of
we
that.
must just make sure to keep our listeners informed, and I'm
Yes.
sure everybody can pick up that schedule on social media, on the
Yes.
ArtsNet social media pages and on the website, etc., so that you could either go to the full-on book launch, book signing, and then production or a pre-seed version, which is the performance and the discussion. And those are at 6:30 and then on the final day at 3 p.m. So please do check that out and follow it. Basil Apollos, what an absolute pleasure and honor to have you on our show, and a wonderful conversation, like always, insightful, creative and completely inspiring. Thank you so much for joining us today on Jet Setting with Janet Basil, and we will see you at the theatre.
Thank you very much, and looking forward to hosting you at both at that brag.
Wonderful.
Please make sure you dress up for that occasion.
Always, always. How else not? My goodness. Absolutely. We will
Yeah.
see you at the theatre.
Thank you so much, Janet.
It's a
Thank
big
you.
pleasure.
All right.